Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Hi, you're listening to Staying
Why
Relevant.
Why did you do it like that?
I don't know. I'm listening to Staying Relevant.
Hi.
You're listening to Staying Relevant, the podcast.
Wait, know that.
You're listening to... No, that's what we always say.
We don't say it, you do.
Okay, fine, well, let me go. Let me fly. You're listening to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best friends, Sam Robert DeCourcy Thompson and his pal, Peter James Jonathan Joseph Wicks.
Okay, Jonathan and Joseph aren't part of my name.
I just feel like Joseph should be in your name for some reason.
Why?
I don't know, just Peter Joseph Wicks just sounds quite... You look like a Joe, actually.
What?
You do. You look like a Joseph.
Well, how do I look like a Joseph?
I don't know.
We'll discuss this
in a
minute.
I think it might be the hair.
Because of the start to this, I'm going to swear a lot on this episode. I can feel it already. So if you don't like that, go yourself. And also, I'm back drinking.
Yeah, he's off the wagon, baby! Come on!
Here we go,
yeah,
then.
Let's
crack on then, sunshine.
The bad decisions have started. I'm a terrible friend because I should be telling him not to, but get that beer open and slug it down, soldier. There he is. That's a big first slug as well. I can see Pete's bollocks, which is nice. You know when someone's got their legs crossed and they're wearing those sort of, they're wearing those trousers and his bollocks are really raised up and he's got a little mushroom.
No, that's not.
Which is quite nice. It's the kind of thing you could jump on, like a bouncy castle.
I think they call it mammal toe.
He's got a mammal toe, which is quite nice.
Yeah, or like a couple of gerbils trying to escape a sack.
I've never heard that before. He's also wearing some new shoes, actually, just in case a listener was bothered. He's wearing some flares, which is a very new look for Pete, actually. Some flared-up trousers and some canvas tally tops as well.
Yeah.
Looking very stylish, I've got to say.
Thank you. Sam's got Crocs on.
I do. I've got a different pair of Crocs. I lost the other ones at the NTAs.
But you have colour-coordinated them with your little army pants.
I have, yes, and my cargos. I think it's really important to say this just before we start.
Oh, God.
That... This is the last podcast episode we do
ever
before the podcast awards and the listener's choice. So I'm going to be honest with you. Bum holes are clenched. I'm definitely nervous. I literally look in the mirror every morning and go, is this going to be the week? And it might just possibly be, Peter.
Sam's not that nervous. He's actually taking his videographer.
Don't say that now.
Got my ticket and everything just to record the winning moment. Sam is convinced that we've got it in the bag.
We're going to win. I know it. Do you know what? You know when you can feel it? If we don't win, I think it's fixed. I genuinely believe that. I think it's fixed. And I will stand up and protest.
So the top five, you've got the Jordan North thing.
Help Us Sex to My Boss. Great podcast.
Yeah, and three others. So
the bathroom one, which you really like.
You've got the birds in the bathroom.
Pete calls two girls, one bathroom. Wait, what's it called?
I don't think it's two girls, one bathroom, mate.
The two girls who are in a bathroom, they might win.
Mm.
No, don't say that. You're not getting in my head. They're not going to fucking win.
Well, it's done now. The voting's closed. It's done.
I just have a really good feeling. So we're bringing the videographer. We're going to stand up on stage and we're literally going to be
like... Hold on. We're not standing up on stage if we don't win. You understand that?
I think we do. I think we go full Kanye West. I think we go full Kanye and we literally just be like, hold up.
Whilst we're on this, talking about Kanye West, I was obviously looking for some bits in the fucking press. Do you know what I'm going to say? So I don't know how we've not discussed this. There's no one... I literally got in a hole on the way here looking at fucking Sidebar of Shame stuff. And then just fell in a Kanye hole and then just saw his little ass on a little gondola in Venice.
I think also it is important to just state quickly that this is probably the... Yeah, next podcast episode after this one, I'm not going to be able to be talking very much.
Oh, fuck me. The way you've done that, like, is a really serious thing.
Well, it is, actually.
Sam's going to the dentist.
No, I'm having my wisdom teeth removed, and it's quite a serious procedure, actually. So he's going to be removing my wisdom teeth, and I'm going to be a bit bandaged up, and I might look a bit like a chipmunk.
Bandaged?
Yeah.
They're not going to bandage you up for wisdom... Oh, Sam, don't be so
fucking stupid. It's surgery.
Sam, it's a tiny little incision.
It's not
a
tiny incision.
Well, how big's your fucking tooth, you goofy fuck?
It's big enough. He's got to get the scalpel out.
It's a tiny incision. Like, we're not.
He's the kind of guy who's going to have a headlight on. He's going, scalpel, and they're going to be
so
like, scalpel.
Do you think you're going to have a wisdom tooth out and come in a head brace?
Yes. Apparently they put a bandage round your head.
Oh, fuck off, Sam. Don't be sorry.
So basically, for the listener, I just do apologise if I'm not going to be very... But I will be here.
Yes, you will, because you're going after we record this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to be fine. Yeah, but I might be nervous. Because I'm going for a wisdom teeth remover after.
And then that'll be the day after we've either won or lost.
Yeah.
So you could be depressed.
I could be depressed and hungover.
Or happy.
Yeah, or happy.
And hungover.
And we're going to Stringfellows if we win. Pete's already told us all.
I mean, I'm going if I lose.
We're all off to the strip club. Anyway, this is Staying Relevant. You can catch us. That was a long intro. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every Monday. And you can catch us on socials, TikTok and Instagram at Staying Relevant. And we come out on the visuals, baby, on YouTube, the whole episode, every single Friday. Just type in at Staying Relevant. You'll find us. 20,000 subscribers now, big guy. That's I'm talking to Pete, by the way, not the listener.
But like I said earlier... Is that a lot?
Yes, it's fucking loads, man. We're rolling. You know when the snowball effect happens? Like the butterfly effect. It's weird. Like we're now on the route to becoming genuine stars.
Right.
20,000 subscribers is nothing to be sniffed at.
Is that right? All right. Well, as you've just said it, we're on the route to becoming genuine stars. Why don't we talk about Staying Relevant moments then?
Okay.
You were in a train station shouting at kids.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Your little Harry, were your
Harry Potter. There are adults there. I saw Hagrid. He was there.
Yeah.
Not real Hagrid, he's dead. I was there for Wizarding World.
You sound a little bit suspect.
Because I was there for Wizarding World, who do a lot of Harry Potter stuff, obviously, as you can tell, Wizarding World. And basically, we do a back to Hogwarts sort of event at King's Cross Station. And I'm not joking, I felt like fucking Justin Bieber of the Harry Potter world. I don't care what you say.
No, I'm just going to put this into perspective because last year you did it as well.
Yeah, I did it with Vic Hope.
Oh, so it wasn't on your own last year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense then, because this year you did it with a child.
Oh, no, we had a competition winner.
How did you enter that competition, Sam?
I didn't, he was a competition winner.
Oh, I thought you were the competition winner.
No, he was a competition winner.
Right, he was better than you.
He was great. I like the fact that Pete watches this. How have you even found it? Because it wasn't even televised. It was digital.
Because, Sam, I was there.
No, you weren't. Shut the fuck up. You were not there! No, you weren't! Shut up!
Of course I wasn't, you silly prick. Why would I go there? What a fucking idiot. Why would I go?
I was about to cry. I was about to cry.
Fucking, why would I go?
Oh,
imagine
my
me just
God.
Wandering through the fucking swathes of children. Where's Sam? Fuck that. Smelling like a fucking pub. No.
Oh,
of course I wasn't
my
there. Bellend.
God, I genuinely thought that this was like a whole Staying Relevant thing and that like you and the team had turned up and like we'd have like a really beautiful moment where I was doing the presenting and Pete came up behind me and went, hey, big guy, and grabbed me from behind. That would have been sick. But it was great. That was really fun. So we shut down King's Cross.
Sorry?
Yeah, we shut it down, mate. Genuinely, there were complaints.
God, if I was getting a train that day, I would be fucking raging.
I know.
I would be the person going, fuck off!
Yeah.
I've got a train to catch. This, get out of the way.
This is the best bit, right? We had a guy on the tannoy, and basically what we do for Back to Hogwarts basically is that we count down.
You stop talking like you're part of some Harry Potter. Like,
we are.
What we do for Back to Hogwarts.
Yeah, no, but that's exactly, it's part of the family. What,
you're not part of the family.
I am part of the family.
Oh, right, okay, fine. So you did that for free then? Wasn't a job.
It doesn't. Why do you have to bring the fucking?
Well, I'm just saying, you know what we do, you know, for all the kids and for everyone that loves Harry Potter. What we do is we make it so special. From you get paid, mate, to turn up in your fucking Snagglepuff fucking jumper, whatever it is.
Snagglepuff. Oh.
And yeah, like let's not. Let's not pretend that, you know, I'm part of the family, you know.
I am.
Oh, fuck off.
They said I was. It was great. Yeah. Let me explain it to you. So what we do, right, at this event is we go and we, it's every single...
Who's we?
We, me and all the other fans. We go at the September the 1st of every single September every year. And what we do is at 11 a.m., that's when the Hogwarts Express leaves King's Cross and goes into Hogsmeade. Yeah.
But it doesn't because it's completely made up.
Well, no, see, don't be one of them. Don't be a muggle, all right? Don't be that guy. Because you don't want to be a muggle. You're sounding like a muggle, if I'm honest with you, mate. And it's not the coolest thing in the world to be. So, yeah, muggle's just not a non-magic person.
Well, yes, I am a non because it's bollocks. So you're also a non-magic person. So you're also a fucking...
All right, well, what happens if I stupefied you?
What?
If I pointed a wand at you and expecto patronum you, you would have a real issue then.
Yeah, not as much of an issue you'd have when I punch you in the throat.
You won't be able to because you won't be able to get through my patronus.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. So the plastic wand you're going to get from Toys R Us is going to fucking turn me into a frog or something, is it?
No, that's not what patronus does. It gives you your own little creature that comes out in silver wisps. Mine would be a penguin.
So you're going to point your bit of and a little penguin's going to pop out and do what? Just sort of like... fly around? Oh, well, they don't fly, do they? Waddle round me?
She's going to fuck you off.
Okay, so you're going to your way of fucking me over is to point a little plastic wand and then you expect a little penguin to come and fuck me up. Okay, am I hearing this right?
Yeah, we've gone too far. Basically,
you think?
As I said, it's a really lovely experience and everyone who is a part of that world and it's changed and touched their lives, they come down. Mate, there's people from different countries all over the world. They all come to King's Cross. Four back to Hogwarts. And basically, we count down. So we're before 10 seconds to 11 a.m. We all stick our wands in the air, right? And we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
yeah, we get
five,
it. Goes down to 1,
four,
does it? Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
2, don't ruin it. 1. And then...
Penguin power.
No, no. And then... No, because it'd probably be like a Niffler or something that comes out.
What
penguin...
the fuck is he
so talking anyway,
about?
So anyway, at 11 exactly, a tannoy comes on and it goes... He has that right voice. He goes, the next train on from platform 9 3/4 is the 11 a.m. to Hogsmeade. All aboard! And it's everyone goes, yes! And then everyone goes.
But why does he do,
well, he doesn't. He's got, you know that like voice when I go, the next train to... It's really nice.
Why don't you just say next train's to fucking Hogmeade?
Hogmeade?
What did you say?
Hogsmeade.
Yeah, Hogmeade.
No, Hogsmeade.
Oh, yeah.
And so you go, and so anyway, he goes, all aboard! Everyone goes, yes!
And then what happens?
And where everyone leaves.
That's it?
Yeah.
So hold on. After all that explanation you've just done for 10 minutes, what happens is people turn up to watch you count down from 10 and then they'll fuck off again.
No, because there's things there as well. So basically there's like, so Wizarding World put a whole like, they have like Lego there. They've got like
the Lego.
They've got
Lego.
Lego. They've got the car from the second book where they,
and there's a car.
Yeah, and then get in the car.
Oh, if you told me that, I'd have been there fucking. Yeah, I'll be there next year.
Yeah, they got. They had Buckbeat the Hippogriff this time, which was sick. They got, it's like a big model of Buckbeat, which is a Hippogriff. Then they had a live playthrough of Hogwarts Legacy, the new game. And it was really cool, actually. This was sick. We did this in front of the whole crowd, right? Bear in mind, there was like thousands of people there. And it was really nerve-wracking, but we'll get into that in a sec.
Yeah.
And basically, the cast of the Cursed Child play taught me how to duel. It was sick, bruv. That sounded weird. I don't know why I said bruv. They're so nice. And then we did a quiz. That was cool. But do you know what? I've got a clip, actually, I'll show you at some point as well. Mate, I'm not joking. We packed from one end to the other end of the station.
Just look around the room, Sam.
Fine.
At what point do you think any of them give a fuck anymore?
And I'm in the middle of that stage. Nervous, to say the least. I basically...
Why didn't you just use a spell to make you unnervous?
Because there are no spells to make. But you could have. I could have had Felix Felicis, and that would have made me feel real confident. But that's a potion that gets made. It's very hard to make.
Penguin not give you a pep talk.
No, Penguin didn't give me a pep talk. No. But I actually walked out on stage a bit early. That was a bit bad. So, like, you know when you start, you're like, okay, I just want to get the start right. And they go, right, count down from 10 and then walk out. So I counted down from 10, but I think I counted too quickly. I came out and they went, no, go back. I was like, fuck, I've already ruined my intro. And then so I walked back.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, so then I walked back in, and then it was the right time. I went, hello, King's Cross! And everyone went, yes! And then I was like, wow, the scope of this is huge. I realised I was in it. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, right, better turn the presenting game on here. Mm. And
then they brought on the kid. Yeah, he had a nice little cape on. Where was your cape?
It was like, it's not a cape, it's a robe.
Well, that's what the superheroes wear, isn't it?
No, okay, I actually did have a cursed child robe on, so you obviously didn't watch it. We had a butter beer, that was fun. But all in all, look, long
What's
story
butter
short,
beer?
Butter beer is one of their beers that they have.
Is it alcoholic?
No, actually, it's not. I believe it's Iron Brew.
Ever heard of in my fucking life?
I think when you go,
I
to
love
think,
Iron.
Yeah, I think it's Iron Brew with a little bit of cream on top. Really nice.
We've all lost interest. I'll be honest with
and
you.
And we had a really good time. But I met some amazing people.
You're still going. Sam, look at the room. All right. Not one person here now gives a fuck.
She's holding her face.
She wants to move on. It's time to move on. So let's go on to what I did. I got me cock out in front of 1,000 women.
Fine, you got your dick out.
Yeah.
Okay, can I add a little bit to Pete's penis story already, actually? I'd really like to. We got sent some photos of the clientele that were going in to watch the Full Monty.
No, don't do that, because it's for a good cause.
No, I'm not saying it's not a good cause. It's a brilliant cause. Not one man. The clientele, the demographic, was definitely what you'd expect for Pete Wicks getting his cock out, is all I'm going to say. And they were frothing. We saw there was a video of these ladies. They had their own seats. They'd been sitting outside for so long.
So let me put into this context. So I've been doing... the Full Monty, where, like, you know, you learn to dance, and then the end part of it is to raise awareness for cancer and all that sort of stuff. And it's actually a really good show. Really enjoyed doing it. But the end part of it is that you film getting your cock out at this theatre. So 1,000 people, they'd oversold.
Because Pete Wicks is the star attraction as well.
No. Obviously, and it's just...
Oh, shut up. I know what you did. I can't say it, but you came in at the end in your little outfit when everyone was already on stage.
No. It's not just me. There's loads of people. It was really good. So anyway, when we get to the theatre that day, there were people in tents who had been camping. And there were people from 9 a.m. The show didn't start till 7 p.m. who just spent the... And it was a really hot day. It was really, really hot. Who were just sat on the stairs all day waiting. And at one point, I walked up to get some lunch and got mobbed. Like genuinely mobbed by very sweaty, very angry women.
Why are they angry?
Because they just wanted to see some cock.
Yeah.
It was a hot day and but anyway, so we go and do it, little gold thong and all that. Did I send you a picture?
You did. I saw full-blown bollocks.
No, you didn't see my bollocks.
Mate, the thong did not hold much back. They were bursting.
It's very hard to fucking hold them in. But anyway.
Did you penis pump beforehand?
No, I didn't.
Did you put a cock ring on?
No.
Is that what you do? Cock rings, that right? To, like, get the blood flow going?
Well, funnily enough, the day before...
Was there an option?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
That's a bit worrying.
No, I don't... Why would you need...
Well, just in case. You want a semi, do you know what I mean? You can't be going in there on the full flop, because that just sucks.
My mum came.
A bit weird. Bit odd. Front row, probably, as well.
My mum had a drink and then started telling people it hasn't grown since I was a child.
Shut up!
Yeah, commissioners.
No!
ITV commissioner, isn't it?
Tracy Wicks, you fucking legend!
Yeah, she bought my godmother. My mum and my godmother were sat front row.
Oh my God.
Whilst I swung my bollocks in their face. At one point, I think I may have teabagged my mother. It was which was weird.
Did you ever catch eyes of her?
No, absolutely. I looked at the ceiling the whole way. I literally look like through this. And you know what I'm like? I can't dance.
Yeah.
The getting the naked bit doesn't bother me.
Pete actually showed me the shake. He has to like pull. You know when you do that thing with your hands and you have to like pull your crotch
and
out.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. When you are in a gold thong, there's a lot of swinging. I mean, I've got bruised thighs.
Really?
No, it wasn't that bad. But it was, it was just, the whole thing was just a fucking weird experience. But everyone wanted to know where you were.
Well, I wasn't there. Don't fucking be like that.
No, they did. All the women were shouting for Sam.
Were they?
Nope.
Don't, what? I was quite into that.
Because, well, I would love to see you do it, though. I think you'd enjoy it. I actually really enjoyed it, and I'd do it again.
I'll do it with you next year.
No, well, they have to ask us. I don't think we can just turn up.
Oh, right, okay,
we get
fine.
A box that too.
Yeah.
But it's,
do you mind if I get my cock out?
Very liberating.
When you whip it off, do you hear the crowd go up a couple of decibels?
Oh, fuck you. People were, like, on their feet.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, you know, I threw my G-string at people.
No! Who caught it? Do you know who got it?
Throwing your clothes and all. Do you know what was really weird, actually?
Did anyone throw anything at you?
This is the weirdest part of it. I did catch eyes with someone. And you're never going to guess who it is. I completely forgot about this.
Done.
So everyone that was doing it, obviously you've got people that have come to see the show, and then you've got, like, your friends and family in the front. So I had, like, my mum and, like, Gemma and Ellen came. Vicky Patson came. She's fucking, like, and her mum, Vicky bought her mum.
I love that. Vicky's mum's literally like, oh, get me a bit.
Yeah, Carol came as well. So everyone kind of had their friends and family, wives and all that. Do you know Gemma Collins brought?
Who?
Jedward. I'm not joking. And at one point, whilst I'm thrusting, I literally thought, is that Jedward? It was the weirdest thing.
Did you catch eyes of him?
Mate, it's the weirdest thing.
Was it John or Edward?
It was one of... No, it was both. They were both there.
But what I'm saying is, did you catch eyes with John or Edward whilst you're throwing your cock at him?
Does anyone know which one's which?
No, to be fair,
they're just Jedward. Yeah. Even on their own, you just go Jedward.
Yeah.
You don't go, all right, Bob, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was the weirdest thing. I was like semi-naked, just staring at Jedward whilst thrusting. And I wasn't... I think I actually missed a few steps because I just kept thrusting, staring. People had walked off by that point and I was just doing... Because I thought, I don't know what's happening here. This is the weirdest experience of my life. Yeah, really odd.
Oh, I love that.
So that's my same.
I still have another question. I'm sorry. I'm so intrigued. By the way, I wasn't there because I had work. It's not that I didn't want to go. I sent Pete a message being like, I'm so I can't be there. But when...
Imagine I was gutted.
So were you in the front of like this sort of formation of dancing going on?
I was moving around.
Oh, fucking hell. He was mobile. Okay, so you were moving around. And when your cock was fully out, right... Like, how long is your penis out? And, like, are you... first of all, how long is your penis out for?
Well, I just carry walking around stage with it.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, how long are we talking
about? Well, obviously, you do your big fucking reveal thing, and then most people are just sort of all covered up then after.
Okay, right. So my reason being is that, like, were the crowd going fucking mental to the point where they were literally, like, trying to get on the stage and stuff?
Yeah, we had to have... There was security.
No, there wasn't.
On the stage, yeah.
Yes! Did anyone throw anything at you? Like a bra or a pair of pants or anything?
Fucking rock.
Yeah.
No.
When you went for lunch, did they really go for you?
Yeah, I had to run. It was weird. Anyway.
You're a star, Pete. You're a fucking star. And well, I love it.
Not in your fucking world. Look at us both entertaining crowds of 1,000 plus.
I know.
Me with me cock and you with your wand.
Yeah. Very different spectrums there, to be fair.
Very different spectrums. Right, should we move on?
Yes.
So that was Staying Relevant, what we've both done this week. Sidebar of shame then, Samuel. Should we start with our sidebar of shame?
The sidebar of shit. I don't know what
else
is. You
don't need to do it because, like, she spent a lot of time, at least 20, 30 seconds on doing a jingle because it's shit.
Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw. Wait, what's our sidebar of shame? We're not in the sidebar of shame. We're sidebar of legends, mate.
That's not a thing. We are in the sidebar of shame. Well, actually, no, not necessarily us. She's fucked me in the sidebar of shame over there, fucking trying to have punch-ups with people on red carpets.
Yeah.
Daily Star didn't listen to the podcast properly. Pete Wicks has fight with you.
No! That's so good!
They're swinging her tripod about. All right, nothing to do with me, but no, it's me that gets the shit.
Did they say it was with GB, whatever it is?
In fact,
Good morning,
you, Britain. Hold on. I'll read it out to you. This was the headline, all right? So bear in mind, we all know the story from you know, as soon as we got there, you had a bit of trouble. I wasn't even there, actually, thinking about it. I wasn't even there. So this is the headline, though, that they decided to go with. Good morning, Britain team had fight with Pete Wicks on NTA red carpet.
Did we win? Did it say we
won? I wasn't there. Did we win?
Yeah, we won the fight.
Yeah. Now, you watch next week, Pete Wicks admits to bashing up.
That's so funny.
So anyway, it was that. But that's not the only one we had from our NTA's thing. The Holly Willoughby incident.
What do you mean incident? That was a great interview.
Well, yeah, but it became an incident.
Why?
Because of the podcast.
Oh, no.
Because I said, I think she hates me.
Oh, no.
Feud I've been involved
in. Oh, no! How have I
I've
not
been
seen
embroiled
this?
In a week-long feud with Holly Willoughby.
Oh, no.
They've obviously missed out the bit in the podcast where I said, I think she's lovely, I just don't think she likes me, and was trying to make a joke. So I've actually been in a week-long feud with Holly Willoughby.
She's never coming on the pod.
And so I am going to apologise because she will never speak to us again.
Oh, my God. And do you know what? I could see her when we were trying to interview her. I could see her eyeing us up with her PR being like, is this worth it? And she came over and she was like, I'll do him a solid. And now she thinks we fucking hate her. Sweet. Awesome. I'm so happy.
No, it doesn't look... No. What it looks like is that basically... I mean, I'm going to tell you...
What have we done?
One of the headlines, but there's quite a lot. Towie star claims Holly Willoughby threw shade at him and believes she genuinely hates him.
Oh, no! It's even worse! She's going to sit there and be like, this fucker has used my name for a little bit of press...
Yep.
And she's going to be like, they've literally actually died. Try to do them a favour. We're going to have to do an apology. Right, Pete, look down the camera.
Holly, genuinely, I would not normally take Sam's advice, but I am sorry. I think you're really lovely, and I don't think we're having a feud, although I think we may have one now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Holly's literally going to be watching that, being like, you absolute arsehole. It's okay, though, she likes me.
Yeah.
She doesn't know
who
I am.
She genuinely hates me. So that was little bits from the NTAs. Other than that...
You are so pressy. Anything Pete does...
Honestly.
Like, you could literally walk past a woman and it'd be like Pete Wicks linked to that girl who just walked past him.
What did we have earlier on as well? We did a fucking press thing earlier on and she just threw that in at the end. Bear in mind, right, I'm just going to put this out. This is a typical fucking press thing. So we were doing press for Pride of Britain, right, and how excited we are about us and Pride of Britain. So they do the whole kind of usual questions and at the end she goes, so, Pete, how's the love life? Who are you dating?
Yeah, she does.
The fuck?
It's so true.
That? All the questions were to do with Pride of Britain and then just threw that one at the end.
It's so true every time. So, Pete, who are you dating? How's life? I just sit there loving it. Actually, talking about sort of like, you know, Pride of Britain, we did, as Pete said, a press thing for Pride of Britain. She went, so, Ant and Dec. So you and Peter, you know, are you striving to be the new Ant and Dec? And Pete even said he's going to bring this up on the podcast and I fucking will.
I'm just gonna put it out. Do you think?
I think we can get him now.
If we
win the listener's choice,
we might be able to get some better guests.
Yes, absolutely. I completely do. We might even be able to get Maya Jammer again.
Oh God! Honestly, how many weeks has it been? Did we mention it last week?
Hey,
I don't think. No, I think we had the NTAs off, and then yeah, we've been on a Maya break, but we're now back full time with Maya.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say Maya. Okay, so we haven't had a break. All right.
Maya was there at the NTAs.
We just had like a weekend away from Maya.
Yeah, we didn't say hello to each other. Yeah. We caught eyes, though.
All right, you caught eyes.
Yeah, we caught eyes.
Have you spoken to her since you finished working?
No. When you're listening to this, me and Pete would have been to Zara's live show in Elstree for the first ever Strictly Come Dancing live. And Pete got invited.
Is that it?
If you don't care...
Right, okay. Well, let's just start from the beginning, shall we? So she's got her partner.
Yeah, she's got a partner. Graziano!
Yeah, no, he's actually quite a nice guy. I met him at the NTAs. You had dinner with him.
I did. It was quite intense. Zara found out on the Friday that Graziano's a partner. I was having dinner with him on the Sunday. It was a quick turnaround. It was at our home as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, can we not just go for dinner somewhere? She was like, no, he's coming around for spaghetti with his wife. And I was like, okay, sweet.
Spaghetti, okay. Interesting. She cooked pasta for the Italian.
Yeah, I know. It was
How did that
bit.
Go down?
Well, we did it al dente, which was nice because it's what he likes. Do you know what? I'm going to say this right now, and I know this is going to like be oppressing, but I don't care. I was a bit nervous because I was like, you know, you almost as another half, you're almost getting like thrust together with like someone else that has to be involved in your life, right? So I was just like, God, I hope we get along.
Use thrust together as the.
Well, we are. We pushed together, and I was a bit. I was like, God, I hope we get along. So Graziano and his wife come through, and you know what I'm like, mate, over charismatic. Yeah, you're just like, I really want this to go well. I want this to go well better than Zara.
Hold on, I don't think you can call yourself over. You can't be over charismatic.
Yeah, but it doesn't always go. No, but it's not even energetic.
Over energetic with a lack of charisma, I would say.
Okay, fine. I basically went in with like almost too much energy because I wanted it to go well more than Zara did because I just wanted him to feel comfortable.
Can I just say when he walked through the door, I presume you absolutely completely and utterly bypassed the handshake that you would normally do
straight to the hug.
Went straight in for a lingering hug that probably went on for too long.
Yeah, I told him he smelt nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smelt his hair?
No, I didn't. But I said I went, God, you're jacked.
Oh, yeah, and you would have complimented on his muscles. Yeah. He squeezed his little...
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I imagine you'd be like, my God, you're beautiful.
Genuinely, you're getting this every bit.
Because why do you go so hard in on... But, like, you overdo it.
Because I just want to make him feel like he...
Awkward?
No, I want him to feel not awkward. I wanted him to feel really...
Well, I imagine
like,
going into someone's house... Having them touch you up, overhug you, tell you that you're beautiful nonstop, whilst feeding their muscles is probably not a good way of making someone feel comfortable. A handshake and come and sit down, do you want a beer would have done.
Well, so I didn't offer him a beer, I offered him a dash. Yeah, I offered him dash water, you know what I'm like. And he loved it, to be fair. Asked him all about himself. And yeah, it was a really, really lovely evening. I've got to say, we now correspond, me and Graziano as well.
Correspond?
We correspond, we're in correspondence,
what?
Yeah.
By what, fucking carrier pigeon?
No, via Instagram DM. Yeah.
All right, so you DM each other?
Yeah, we DM each other.
Why are we going to correspond?
I don't know. But yeah, it was quite like, finding out he's the dance pro and then 2 days later you're having dinner, it was quite like, oh God. So I had to put my best foot forward, but like, he's the nicest bloke. And his wife's lovely as well.
Oh, he bought the missus and all?
Yeah.
Lovely. No. Oh, listen, love Zara, really support her. You're dragging me to the thing tomorrow. I'm never going to watch it. I will be drunk tomorrow, but I will shout Zara when you tell me to.
Okay, good. Well, just as Pete was saying there, he's let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, sorry, we were not going to do that. All
so
right.
Pete
Pretend
is...
I didn't say that. We're not going tomorrow, but we might be.
Pete is coming to Zara's first ever live show. We've managed to swindle tickets as well, by the way. You're only allowed two. And we've managed to nick tickets from other people so I could bring Pete.
Yeah, I mean, listen, like I said, I love Zara. I imagine we've stolen tickets from her family who desperately want to go.
Yep, true.
For me to sit... And just go, who the fuck's that? What are they doing?
Yeah, but when Zara comes out, you're going to be like, come on.
Yeah. I presume you've made a banner?
Well, actually...
Oh, no, you haven't. Oh, you haven't, Sam. I was joking.
Well.
I'm not going to hold a banner.
So the banner's not actually made?
That if you tell me there's a fucking T-shirt...
The banner's not
I'm not
made.
Wearing a T-shirt, Sam. I'm going out of... No, 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 no.
So I got these made! Some Zara McDermott flannel shirts.
It's a shirt. Oh, Sam.
With her face on it.
I'm not wearing that.
Bang it on. See if it fits. Yes. I know.
You're not.
We're going to be sat in the audience with all these fucking nans. And we're going to be out there looking like legends.
Oh, I love the way you get the blue one. And I've got one that makes me look...
You like pink. I got you pink because you genuinely like the colour.
Yeah, but not that fucking pink. I'm going to look like a fucking flump.
What's a flump? Go on, get it on.
How do you not know what a flump is?
We're going to turn up looking like legends! Look at that! So we're going to be in the crowd. When this comes out on Friday, you're going to be able to see
the vision. I'm not wearing this,
Sam. What do you mean you're not wearing that?
Oh, come on, don't be so fucking stupid.
What do you mean?
Oh, Sam,
you are fucking wearing it.
Well, I'm not bringing it.
Yeah, you fucking... Well, yeah, you are.
I'm not.
I'll bring it for you.
No.
The camera's going to pan to us in the audience, and I want Pete sat there like this, in his Zara McDermott flannel shirt.
I love the way you're saying it's flannel. Do you know what a flannel shirt is?
Isn't it like a wispy shirt?
No, this is not flannel. This is some sort of cheap viscose material.
Okay,
all right. I can feel it because it's gonna affect my skin.
Do it up.
I'm gonna have a fucking rash.
Do it up.
I don't need to do it up. People get the fucking gist of it, don't they?
Do it up.
Oh, fuck me. fucking child.
Let's see what it looks like. I got the fit right, though, didn't I? Don't do the top button up.
Listen, you said do it up.
All right, fine. Well, do the bottom bits up. Yeah, good lad. So you're going top button done up. I might show a little bit of chest.
I'm not wearing it.
Yes, you are.
This is a one-time only...
No, fuck off, Pete. We're wearing it. You're going to be... Honestly, I can't wait till the BBC One cameras pan on us, the family and friends. And not only am I there, Pete's there. And not only is Pete there, he's got a Zara McDermott shirt on. And you cannot... And we've both got placards as well.
Oh, don't.
Yeah. Yes, baby! You can't say we're not supporting the cause.
Do you know what the maddest part about this is? Is oh, it does itch.
Fine, it's only like 3 hours.
I've been asked all week how proud I am about Zara doing it. I don't go out with Zara. I don't need to do this. But for some reason, we literally said it earlier on in a press thing, people think we're in a thruple.
We are, without the sex.
Well, I'm not getting any of the good bits.
People genuinely, and Pete's not lying, when I get interviews, it's, so what do you and Pete think about Zara doing Strictly? Like, you guys proud of her? And I'll be like, we're very proud. We're really, really proud of her, me, Pete and Zara.
We sound like we've adopted her.
Yeah, but we aren't, mate.
We're so proud of our Zara.
But we are. We're a trifecta, mate. And that's why you're going, because you're a really integral part of the fucking family.
Well, actually...
The drunk uncle.
I semi-think Zara's asked me to go so that you don't embarrass her.
Well, wait till she sees these shirts.
Has she seen these? No. Does she know about these? She doesn't know about these. Okay. Are they going to talk to you? Do they do that? Do they talk to all
people? I don't know. Hopefully.
Oh, fuck it. I can't sit there.
Yeah, but you have to.
If they come and talk, and we've got Zara's friends and family, it's me and you. You're sat there like that with that face, and I'm just sat there with a beer.
And it's BBC One. The kind of people who are watching that are going to be so confused. And I can't wait. And they're going to ask you stuff, I imagine. If they do ask us stuff, you'll be sat there like, so Pete, how do you feel about all of this?
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? That, yeah, like, yeah, it's like lovely footwork and that.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. The cha-cha-cha, she fucking smashed it.
So but you know what we were talking about the press earlier on as well? So he went round to yours. This is how like weird it is. And the press article was Sam Thompson upgrades with new long-haired lover.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fans think Pete Wicks is going to be jealous.
Yeah. That's because, what I love.
Well,
I read that.
Why have I been involved in that?
Because I basically
what have
said.
What got to do with that? Because a geezer went to your house for dinner and I'm linked to it?
No, because he looks a bit like you, just a little bit less haggard.
Listen, I think they're going to be a good. I don't know why I'm saying that. I can't pretend that I know anything about it.
But you and him stood next to each other is really fucking funny. Also, I want to do a TikTok with Pete where we're walking across the zebra crossing and we're going, cha, ah, cha, ah, cha, ah. And we're walking across.
To be honest with you, if you just. Do it from like a wide lens. He could do all the TikToks with you so I don't have to.
No. We need you in there. You're the star. The star of the show. Graziano, he's the loveliest. He is the loveliest man. Like, he's so happy to be there. You know when someone's just like a really happy person?
Mm.
I love him.
Good. I think he's a really nice man from what I've like seen and met of him. I think he would annoy me.
Why?
Just a bit over the top. I've already got one of you. I don't need a second. It's a little bit like having sort of two Labrador puppies at the same time. Bit much for me. I'll make do with you because I don't really have a choice. He might have a choice.
Well, we're going to be watching him on Saturday.
Yeah, from a distance. I can do an hour. Is he really Italian?
Yeah.
Like, he speaks
mate, he grew up in Sicily. He's got a lovely story as well, actually, to be fair. So he grew up in Sicily. He was a grape stomper.
All right, too far.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
right.
We've gone too far. Okay. We've bigged him up enough. Now let's move on from him because otherwise it sounds like you're fucking really trying a little bit too hard.
Yeah, I love it.
Great guy, really good looking guy.
Love him. Yeah. So when you listen to this, Zara will have just performed and we will have been in that audience wearing these very shirts.
And she may have left.
No, she hasn't because no one gets voted out in the first week.
Oh, so she's got a pass.
Yeah, lovely. She's got a pass. Excellent. Yeah.
So there won't be any negativity.
No negativity.
Do you think she'll win?
I think she's going to get to the final.
Not what I asked Sam. The answer to that is yes, I think she's going to win.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to look like I'm too sort of like, you know, I don't want to ruin it for her. I think she's going to do really, really well is what I'll say.
Okay. I really hope she does well. Zara's very limmy though.
She is very limmy. She's very limmy. Actually, do you know what's funny? Graziano, the first time she danced, he said she danced like a camel.
Oh, I bet that gave her the ump.
Ah, there he is.
On that note, let's fuck off. Anyway, that's us done.
With our signs.
Yeah. So,
wish Zara luck down the lens.
Yeah, good luck.
No, say it properly.
Good luck, Zara.
No, say to Sam's little gooseberry juice. Good luck. We
so the
love
next time we record one of these, we may potentially have won an award. Zara will have performed on live TV. I won't have this shirt on. See you then.
It's all kicking off. We're stars.
Do you want to do your little bit and tell everyone where
Yeah.
Good luck doing that now.
Thank you so much for listening.
You don't need to thank them. Just,
thank you.
Just, mate, this is going
and,
for too long.
And thank you for voting, because we might have just won. So honestly, from the... on the, no,
right,
no.
So if we win, then we thank them. Until that point, you haven't really done fuck all for us.
Yeah.
But if we win, thanks.
If we win...
Listen, should we just wrap this up? Because we want to try and do another one and I'm getting bored now.
Thank you so much. And we love you. You can catch these podcasts wherever you listen to your podcasts every single Monday. And you can catch us on Instagram and TikTok at Staying Relevant. You can catch us every Friday on YouTube and watch the whole thing with your visuals. And it's been a really fun episode, this one. I've got to say.
It's been chaotic. I don't know
what's been amazing.
Happened,
and loved
I'm
it.
Slightly confused as to why I'm wearing this and what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, review, and do all that, because I actually enjoy reading reviews. They make me sort of borderline occasionally a little bit happy.
Yeah, yeah. Also, keep doing reviews, because we do quite well in the reviews and it gets us up the chart. So, like, that helps as well.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know. Just it will help. Yeah, just let us.
Just give your head.
Let us help you.
Give the head a rest.
Help us help you.
It looks like you're in a pneumatic drill.
Help us help you.
What are you doing?
And a couple, and subscribe on the YouTube account.
Yeah, bye.
Say something nice.
Ta-da.
Pete's wearing flares.
Yeah, it's not going well with this show.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
I look like an extra from Saturday Night Fever.
Maybe we should dance on Strictly.
That's probably going to get cut out, isn't it? Yeah. You're going to ask for that one to be cut out, aren't you? Yeah. We are back now. Sorry, we just had a little McCoy's break. Anyway.
I've ruined that joke. Great.
So
the deflation in that room after that was quite something, actually. But me and Pete,
you don't know where you're going with that, yeah. Do you? You panicked so hard there that it's just turned into a really weird...
Do you know what? I told a joke. No one laughed. I went, fuck, this seems like I'm being serious.
Double down.
Yeah. Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.